before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others.
Today is Ash Wednesday, and this is the day that the prayer book bids us to acknowledge our mortality. We receive the ashes on our forehead, and we hear those words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." It's part of the wisdom of the church that the church knows that we need to remember that our lifespan is limited. And the church does not ignore the reality of death, but it includes it in the remembrance of the church year. A couple of nights ago, I was listening to NPR, Fresh Air, and Terry Gross was interviewing a woman named Kate Bowler, who's the author of a book named Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved. Kate Bowler is 37 years old. She's a wife, a mother of a four-year-old. And 2 years ago, she was diagnosed with incurable colon cancer. She elected to take a really harsh regime of chemotherapy and immunotherapy, and it's really, really hard on her. But she's alive today, and she is she's doing all right. So she wrote this book to talk about how her cancer changed her faith and how her faith changed her reaction to the cancer. She wrote about how hard it was. She said that I was preparing for death when all my friends were on Instagram. Everyone wants to put up photos of their kids, and the children of all her friends were on Instagram and Facebook. And kids, she says, there's so much about the future. They're all about promise and hope and expectation of what they're going to turn into. And here she was, preparing for the end of her life. She said it was weird to be 35 and wrapping things up instead of looking forward. She wrote an article in the newspaper and it was read by a lot of people, and she had tons of responses by email and mail. And she said a lot of people trotted out these sayings to try to comfort her. Everything happens for a reason. God is writing a better story for you. Heaven is your true home. God needs another angel. And she said, for her, those cliches didn't help at all. They were like spiritual cotton candy and really didn't touch her, didn't help. She said the only certainty that she found was the unbidden presence of God. It wasn't like four spiritual truths that you know intellectually, and she already had a PowerPoint for that to teach on. But it was more like a friend holding you, and so you didn't feel as scared. She said that she found cancer was like a secret key that opened up this new reality to her. She says it taught her that your own pain connects you to the pain of other people. And she realized that life is incredibly fragile. And she began to notice things that she never noticed before. How tired the woman is as she's reaching for a box on the top shelf of the grocery store while her kid is in the aisle screaming. How courageous the person is who's going across the intersection using a walker. The tenderness of the old man as he brushes the hair out of his wife's face as she's taking chemo in the clinic. She said, I felt like I was cracked open and could see for the first time. She said she learned two things. One, life is hard. And two, life is beautiful. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Today begins the season of Lent, and Lent is a season of preparation. 6 weeks of preparation to get us ready for Easter. In Lent, we remember life is hard. Life is full of suffering and struggle. Life is full of brokenness and sin. And Lent shows us that we need God, and it shows us how to return to God. It reminds us that Jesus suffered on the cross for our redemption. And Easter reminds us that life is beautiful. It reminds us that Jesus was raised from the dead, and we have the hope of the resurrection and the promise of eternal life. So as we receive the ashes on our forehead tonight, and as we say the litany of penitence, I hope that we will be ready to be cracked open this Lent, to return to God with all our heart, to be renewed in faith, and to be deepened in our relationship with God. Life is hard, but life is beautiful. May we all have a blessed Lent. Amen.